Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Great. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio, the show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got plenty of all that.
You do.
And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hey, Lenny. Good to be here.
It's great
gorgeous
to be here.
Gorgeous outside today.
Gorgeous outside today.
Tomorrow, not so gorgeous. Today, gonna get cold and rainy.
Yay.
Oh.
No, Donna. Go back to where you came from.
That little yay came from our good friend and a veteran on the show, Donna Caesar from Arden Courts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Glad you're here today. We also have on the show today my friend Brett Kennedy from Kennedy Brothers Auctioneers, Appraisers, and Estate Specialist.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Welcome. I'm glad. And Brett is also a fellow Kiwanian.
Did you bring your thing?
Did I bring my thing?
Tommy's thing? Rolling Stones.
Oh, I have to show you. I have to show you a Rolling Stones autographed picture before we leave.
Oh, good. I'd love to see it.
Because I was at my husband's yesterday, and we were talking, and I told him we were going to be on the show, and he goes, "Remember when the Rolling Stones signed that picture for us, Linda?"
What is he wanted appraised, or just want to?
Yeah, I don't know what he wants.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
And then a watch with the tongue.
Yeah, because I worked for a watch company at the time, and they made, when that album came out with the Rolling Stones with that big red tongue,
yeah,
we made watches to go with it. So it's like a Swatch watch kind of, but there's a watch too.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Let me show you. It's all fun. So I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Celeste and Homosassa. Homosassa.
I just like saying that.
Me too.
Me too.
We have Sandy in Seminole, and we have Zeta in Puerto Rico.
Oh, welcome, ladies.
So that's very cool. You know, as I always say, there is plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for caregivers and their families. I'm very excited to say that as of this week, we are also on Apple iTunes.
Big time.
So that is very cool, and it just makes me very excited because there's so many more caregivers that we can reach.
So this show will be on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go look later.
We get to look at a bunch of places, YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
But we're out there, so that's really good, and that really makes me very happy. So we have Thanksgiving coming up this week, and I want to say something about that. We all have a ton to be grateful for. Caregiving is not easy, the journey is not easy, the illnesses are not easy, but we still have a ton to be grateful for. And I try to personally start out every single day with gratitude. So about 5 years ago, I was in a difficult caregiving situation. I had custody of my grandchildren at the time, and I was waking up in the morning like a little angry. Like, why do I have to do this? Why can't they find their sneakers, their backpack? I don't know Common Core math. It wasn't good. I was just not a happy camper, and I was like, Linda, you can't be like waking up like this.
Common Core math, never even heard of it.
Oh my God, it was all scary. It was all very scary. So so I made it a habit, and I've done it for 5 years now, is when I wake up in the morning, I live across the street from Lake Seminole, as I take a little walk, and when it's quiet, nobody else is up yet, and I go out on the dock, and I say my prayers and say, tell me whatever you want me to do today, because I don't have a clue. And then these days, you have these cool cameras in your phone. And I get to take a picture of the sunrise, or a duck, or a flower, or the dock, or whatever. And as I'm walking, I post it on Facebook, and I say, good morning, Seminole.
It makes you happy.
Every morning, I wake up looking for something beautiful, and I find it in 15 minutes.
I just look in the mirror.
Yes, you do.
Not a problem.
I look in the mirror some mornings very grateful. Some mornings, most mornings.
I can tell you that being a Seminole resident myself and being on Facebook with you, Linda, I thoroughly enjoy those photos and think they're beautiful shots that you get out there on Lake Seminole. So thank you for that.
She's good, isn't she?
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's so simple. So I post it as I'm walking on Facebook, and then I separate text it to my two sisters and my brother. And my one sister, we also exchange what we're grateful for that morning, and because we're getting older. And I emailed to my stepmother who lives in New York City, because she lives alone, I live alone.
Yeah, she's probably not going to like those photos in about a month.
I know. She sends me them back. She sends pictures back.
Quit sending them to me.
But it's so cool because every morning when she answers me back, she goes, "Magnificent! Oh, watercolor!" So every morning I get kissed by my stepmother.
No, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's very cool. And years ago, a couple of years ago, I was at this seminar one day, and some people walk by and they go, "Good morning, Seminole." You know, we start talking. And so there's this guy sitting next to me, and he's one of those vets, you know, that has the flag everywhere.
Yeah.
And he says to me, "Could you tell me what Good Morning Seminole is?" So I tell him, like, the story I just told you guys, and I start showing him some pictures on my phone. And he turns around to his wife and chats, and he turns back to me, and he goes, "We're 92, and we don't get out too often. Do you think you could email me that picture every morning, too?" I go, "Sure." He turns around, he goes, "Shirley, she's going to send us the pictures." And his name was Dave, like my dad, so I loved him already. "Shirley, she's going to send us the pictures." I go, "What's your email?" He goes, dnsbeachbums@AOL. I said, "Well, that must be an old email." So I would email the picture to him every morning, and just once in a while I would say something. And then a little while back I got an email, and the woman said, "I don't know who you are, but my dad passed away. And I want to say thank you for sending those photos. And I want to let you know that he has 10 of them framed in his office and we're going to donate to the library." So what did that take? One...
Hope your name was
puff.
On them.
I don't care.
One
press a button.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of thing.
Yeah, but you have the eye. I mean, she does it down here, she'll have the camera. And I'm like here, and it just doesn't work out.
My grandchildren, I'll be like driving down the road, I see a pretty flower or something, I pull over, they're like, "Oh, God, there she goes again."
And you didn't send it yesterday, and I was...
I know, I made a mistake.
But you'd email me something. Now, it's sort of, you have to
it's
answer back so that they know so, you're alive.
It's a check-in.
Absolutely.
She does it for my sister now, too. It's very good.
We have people on the list, so it's all good things. So just start a little gratitude. So, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I'm not in pain. I'm grateful that I live in Florida, where the weather's almost always nice. That I get to go on a lake. That I got that cool camera thing in my phone. But I don't have to go get them developed at Genevieve's Drugs. Used to cost me a lot of money for triple prints.
Yeah,
I
remember that.
Oh, my God. The first year my daughter was born, I should have had stock. Yep. It was crazy. You know, see my kid's picture. See my kid's picture. And we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Oh, at first on Monday, though. On Monday, I will be on Fox News again. At around the 4:30-ish hour. So please check in.
Because it's her birthday, too.
Well, whatever. So we'll have some good things to talk about then. And then we have Thanksgiving. So spend some time with your family. If you have a loved one that has Alzheimer's or dementia, be easy on them. Try to find a quiet place in the house.
Donna will be able to help us with that.
Right, Donna?
Yes, we will. So Thanksgiving, holidays are always hard. However, you need to find a special place or the right balance for you guys. Don't overdo it. That's the first thing. And a family or somebody invites you out and you're just too tired to go, "I'm sorry, I can't make it this year." It's not good. You have enough stress. Day to day is not an easy day for you. So find the right balance. Celebrate the holidays that are important to you. So, you know, some people, Thanksgiving wasn't their thing
because
you were raising your family. Maybe Christmas was. Maybe New Year's is.
Yeah, Christmas Eve or whatever.
Whatever. Right? Find the right... Celebrate that holiday that means the most to you and your family. So what your loved one may be going through, they remember Christmas when the kids were all at home. Or they remember Thanksgiving when you all were sitting around the table together. Pick and choose your holidays. You don't have to have big parties for every holiday. My holidays are very calm and... peaceful.
It's kind of nice. That's what it's supposed to be.
Kind of nice.
Mine aren't. I have three little ones.
I get up early Thanksgiving. I do all my cooking. I prepare all my stuff. And then my family comes. And it's only two. I am down to two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two extra people?
No. Yeah, two extra people. I have my son, thank God. And I have my husband's cousin who comes over. She's widowed. And, of course, my son is my son.
Your son's your son.
Not much I can say about that.
You know what? I can't tell you how many years I had the big house, the big tables, the extra folding tables, the extra chairs, the extra dishes, the whole deal thing, you know?
Yay.
And so this year I get to go to Sarasota to my nephew's.
See, that is, like, the best.
Oh, my God. And so I get a text message from his wife yesterday, and she said, "I'm just planning everything for Thanksgiving, wondering if you and Lynn are going to bring anything." So, you know, we have.
I would have said, yeah, myself.
No, I said wine. Wine.
Lots of it.
That's what we're bringing, wine. It's time to pass that baton to the next generation.
I agree. You know, my son is 35 years old, and he's not quite ready to take that baton. Dear God, I pray he finds a woman. I'll continue.
He's 35. What do you think?
No,
yeah, you don't want my baby.
For us. We could maybe do 55 of them.
So set your limits. Be clear on what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And if somebody asks you something and you have to say no, say no.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's okay to say, I can't do it.
Well, I would much prefer if I invite somebody to something or whatever, for them to say no to me than for them to say yes to me and come and not really want to come or not feel comfortable or be tired or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand that. We all have stuff going on. It's tough.
You know, you can invite your friends to visit, but maybe you don't want 10 or 15 friends all in the house at one time. Break it up a little bit. So maybe you have friends over Friday afternoon, or you do a brunch, and maybe just a couple. It's if you have too much, then you have your loved one who is struggling with the memory loss, and that's maybe she doesn't remember faces.
Right.
So then there's a stranger in my house.
Yeah.
So you don't want to put yourself in that stressful situation.
And you know what? And we don't have to. We can do it for an hour.
It's it.
An hour. You know, I was speaking to somebody last week, and somebody and their family came to see them that they hadn't seen for a while. And I thought, oh, that's great. And then I spoke to the same person like 4 hours later, and they go, she didn't shut up for like 2.5 hours. I couldn't see it. She told me out of my freaking mind. Because now, years ago, that person wouldn't have been fazed by that. That wouldn't have bothered them.
Right.
But it does now, so we have to be respectful of that too. And us being the caregiver, we have to let our family and our friends know where the limitations are.
That's right.
Because they don't know any better.
You know, prepare your guests before they come over. Kind of let them know. Okay, things may not be as they were a year ago. Things may not be as they were 30 days ago.
Mom might not know your name.
That's right. Or mom might retreat.
Right.
That's okay. Always, always, always remember with your loved ones, stay in the moment.
Yeah.
If they're talking 30 years ago when your babies were babies.
Yeah, that's cool.
Stay there.
Yeah.
Don't bring them back into your reality. It's not good. It just causes more frustration for you.
It's just such more comfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is, too, many times when the holidays come around, that's when, you know, you haven't seen grandma in a year, and then granddaughter Mary comes in and she doesn't remember her name, or she calls her somebody else's name or whatever, and that can be a little tough for Mary.
Right.
So I think we need to talk about that a little bit before the holidays. But just a tip that could help: if you pin a picture of yourself on your chest from when you were younger, many times mom can see that and then make that connection, or grandma can see that and make that connection. It doesn't work all the time, but it works a lot. And it's just a simple thing. And when you come in, write down, when you come in and you just walk in the door, go over to grandma and say, hey, grandma, it's me, Mary.
That works.
You know?
And it will help them refocus. And Linda's right. Take a picture. Start showing your loved one pictures. Show them pictures of when they were younger and what they are today. That will help them recognize maybe the face when they come through the door.
And if they don't and they call you Fred, just be Fred.
Yeah. If your loved one calls your granddaughter by a childhood cousin, they may look like that childhood cousin.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't care. Okay. I'm just happy you're talking to me.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just happy you're talking to me. What does it matter?
It's not a big deal, because my mother, growing up, did not have any mental problems, but she always called me Audrey, or always one of the sisters or whatever hers, and it was...
I always got LaWanda Jean. I was called LaWanda Jean for years. It was my grandfather. I didn't look like a Donna. I wasn't supposed to be a Donna.
You don't look like a LaWanda.
I was a LaWanda.
As long as he's not calling you Bozo or something, it's no big deal.
With him, he could have called me anything, and I'd have bent over backwards for him because he was my favorite.
Yeah.
Guard against your fatigue. You know, talk with your doctor. Maybe some extra B12, maybe some extra vitamin D.
Maybe remembering to breathe.
Maybe remembering to take breathing exercises. That always works.
Well, I have alarms on my phone.
Oh, I do too.
That remind me to either say a prayer or breathe.
That's right.
Because my day gets so crazy, crazy, crazy. that it's done, you know?
It's done and over.
And that simple reminder to breathe, so I stop for a minute and I do, you know, a couple of times, and I'm like, what the heck?
Yep. I do it.
That's really good.
Pam Cummings told us. That breathing.
Yeah.
Four in and out.
Yeah.
At night, if I can't sleep and I'm like that.
It makes a difference.
It does.
And it's such a simple thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It absolutely is.
Forget about it.
If you're laying in bed and you're having trouble sleeping, put your legs out. And a doctor told me this, and I about fell over when a doctor was actually prescribing holistic. I'm like, really? Where'd you get your degree? But when you lay in bed, start at the tip of your toes. Stretch your toes out. Bring them in. Then go up to your ankles and your legs. And your thighs, and your waist, and your arms, and do your deep breathing. Then, it will help you rest and fall asleep.
Wow,
and it does work because I have to do it a lot. Because that 2 o'clock in the morning stuff going, oh man, I forgot.
Yeah.
And then I'm awake for hours.
Well, you know what I do is if I wake up in the middle of the night, I can't go back to sleep for a while. I was like taking Tylenol PM or. What's that? Some melatonin. I don't want to be taking all that stuff.
That's right.
So I have a CD, and I also now have Alexa, my best friend. And I just say...
I thought that was your best friend.
You are, but you don't all sleep right. with me.
No!
So I just say to Alexa, play ocean music. Or play Rain and Thunderstorms. Just that sound of that just puts you back to sleep. Just such a simple little way. And I have tinnitus, too, so I like ringing in my ear all the time.
So it's good to have some music.
It really helps.
Yeah, it does.
But there's been recently a couple times that it's just like a crazy kind of day. I'm like feeling like I'm really stressed out. Mm-hmm. And I just went upstairs to my bedroom. I laid down on the bed, and I just said, Alexa, play meditation music. And I just chilled out for like a half hour.
That's
and
perfect.
I can't tell you how much better I felt. And it's so accessible and easy today. Mm-hmm. There are apps.
I usually get up and eat.
That's my problem. That's why I never lose weight.
But they say that, you know, you can't sleep if you're hungry.
Yeah, oh, Lynn, well, I'm not so hungry.
Funny.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, also think about, and I'm sorry, Linda, I know you were going to say something.
Oh, sorry.
Think about maybe, you know, a daycare, half a day of daycare,
yep.
or a couple days of daycare.
Yeah.
Think about a respite stay. If you have five people coming into your home to stay for the holidays, it may be too much for everybody. Try a respite stay.
Yep.
You know, it'll give you guys a break, but you'll still get that rest.
And it's also an introduction. It's an introduction. And if your mom comes to Arden Court, so goes to Maria's Adult Daycare, or calls in a home healthcare company, whatever
exactly.
it is, they get to see some new faces.
And different activities.
Yeah, and they get to be engaged. Because we're trying to do everything, and mom's sitting in the chair. If you go to any of those places around the holidays, they're all decorated, they get Christmas music, they get Christmas cookies, they got all this like wonderful thing. It's lovely for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been talking to some people from Disney. So I've been talking about the employers. So in some of the locations, they have on-site childcare.
Right.
So I said, what about on-site adult daycare? And they looked at me like, what? You need to face this. This is what's happening today. Well, I thought, wouldn't it be great if at Disney, they had a pavilion where mom could go there for 4 hours. So now mom can come to Disney with the family and can enjoy, but mom can't go on all them rides and certain things she can't do.
Right.
So she could go there for 4 hours. They have places to bring your dog.
That's
right.
True. Well, we're not putting them in a kennel.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is stuff we need to start thinking about. Because all of a sudden, mom can't do anything anymore because it's not... possible. It's not, you know, but we have a huge aging population.
And it would be great for Disney because more families could come.
Yeah.
If there was a place to bring mom or dad or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, just for a couple hours and take a break.
If you can avoid long trips, I mean, getting on a plane and getting to somewhere up north or coming, try and, I don't want to say avoid it, but really. You know, talk to Linda. You can always give me a call.
Right.
Let's talk about where we're at before you start making a big plan to travel, because that could be so devastating.
Yeah, it's so important just to stay in the routine
as much
as possible we can. That's why if it's good, if you're going to try some kind of respite care with Arden Courts or Assisting Hands or whoever, you... don't wait till the crisis or right before you're ready to go away. Let's try it a few weeks ahead of time.
Right.
Let's try a little gradual kind of thing.
That's right.
Because I've seen people do that many times. A mom comes in home and she goes, so when am I going back?
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of fun there, you know, or
do you have to go for a certain amount of time to Arden Courts for respite?
Typically for respite, I can do a weekend respite. I can do a few days during the week. That it depends on availability. So that's, again,
of course,
plan.
Yeah. You have to really plan.
And you know what?
Talk with me.
If you want to go to Busch Gardens or Disney with your family or something, do it. And find some respite care for your loved one. Because caregivers too much during their journey miss out on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your grandchildren kind of feel bad because they didn't get to spend any time with you, your kids or whatever kind of thing. Because you need to do what you can do because you're already worn out as a caregiver. So just think about that. One last thing before we hear from our sponsors. So I get an email from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department. So according to detectives, residents are receiving phone calls from someone claiming to be Duke Energy. And they have a new thing where the scammers can spoof. So on your call ID, it'll say Duke Energy. Yep. It's not Duke Energy.
I got a call from myself the other day.
From
That's
yourself?
That's the number that came
That's
up.
That's pretty amazing.
And from my husband, who's dead 6 years.
Yeah. So please, what they do is they're telling people that your electric bill is overdue. It's not due. If you don't give them a credit card over the phone or if you don't send them gift cards or whatever, they're going to shut off your electric in an hour. And people panic.
Yeah.
They don't even go to check to see.
Especially.
Right. But they don't even panic or they don't know where their checkbook is. Or someone else pays their bills or did it come out of my checking account or whatever. And they end up giving them money for nothing.
Right.
For nothing. If you don't answer them, they're not going to call you. If you're not sure, just hang up the phone. Breathe, get your Duke Energy bill, and call them up.
But Duke Energy never calls.
No, they don't, but people just think they do. And when they see that now on the caller ID, it says Duke Energy.
But they do not call you. It's just like the IRS does not call you. Everything is done through snail mail.
But it's scary. It's very scary. Alrighty, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. Don't go away, because you know what the deal is. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. We'll be back in a little bit.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
You know what I say, caregivers, when somebody asks if they can help you, say thank you very much. But, you know, I want the people, other people that are listening out there, that are the friends of the caregivers and the family of the caregivers, they're busy, crazy as it is. Now we're going to add the holidays on top of it. Please don't say to them, is there anything I can do for you? What can I do? Because now that you just gave them one more thing they got to think about. They can't even think straight. What I want you to do is, I want you to go over and I want you to ring their doorbell and go, hey, I was just at Dollar Tree. They had a whole bunch of Christmas bags on sale and tissues and everything. So I just figured you might need someone to pick them up. Or I just happened to be coming home from the store and I stopped at the Chinese place and I'm going to bring you some soup and some wontons and whatever. Just do something for them because it's very difficult. And one of the biggest things you can do for them is give them a little bit of time.
Yep.
So, you know what? I haven't seen your dad in a while, and we used to always like to play cards together. So I'm going to come over tomorrow afternoon around 2 o'clock and spend a couple of hours with your dad, and you can go shopping or go lay down or go get a haircut or do whatever you want to do. And the caregiver's going to go, no, that's okay. And you go, I don't care. I'm coming. I'm doing it.
You're pushy.
Yeah, I am. Because sometimes that's just what you got to do.
I tell you, one of the things that we do, my wife and I do, we go over and hang decorations at my mother-in-law's house.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, because they can't get up and they can't put the things on the mantle and put the Christmas
dangerous.
Decorations out. And she thoroughly loves that. And, of course, we enjoy going over there and hanging the lights up for them. She really appreciates it and puts you in a good mood.
Yeah, it's just a simple little thing and something you like to do together. Because, God forbid, you don't want them climbing up with those Christmas decorations and then they fall.
And they're going to do it.
Then
That's
we're
right.
not going to have a Merry Christmas. You
That's
know,
right.
that could be the last Christmas. So just really be careful. Really be careful with your loved ones trying to do that holiday decorating stuff by themselves. Yeah. You know, and when we don't, you know, I don't even take out all the decorations I used to take out. There was like stuff, it was like in the bathroom and every room, and you know, and I got my tree, I got certain stuff. And
string some lights up.
Yeah.
Like and a two-point set is out front.
There you go.
Because I'm not going to be here Christmas. I'm going up north. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
It actually sounds nice.
Oh, yeah, actually it does. I'm from Canada. I hate the cold.
See, I love the cold.
I'm going to Manhattan December 7th. Woohoo. My stepmother lives in Greenwich Village.
Nice. She borrows my winter coat. My mother's winter coat.
Yes,
we share it.
Yes,
we
do. Go up. It's always good. So, Brett, I want to talk to you a little bit and about what your company does. And how they can help caregivers, because I find many times caregivers are in the situation where their loved one is going to move in, move out of their home, maybe into a condo, or they're going to move out of their home into an assisted living or memory care or whatever, and now they have a house full of stuff.
Right. Well, that's exactly who we work with. It's the people that are downsizing and moving on to a different phase of their life. And as family members come down to assist them in this process, it's a little overwhelming at times as they look around the house and see the things that mom and dad have collected over a 30 to 40 year
right.
period. And they're really not sure where to start. And so we get the phone call that says we've got a lot of furniture and big things, and they've kind of focused on the things that they can physically see and they can't actually take with them to the assisted living or the facilities that they're going to move into. So we come in and we kind of take the burden away from the caregivers or the family members that are trying to figure this whole process out, because it is emotional.
Oh yeah.
And they're not sure really how to do it. And
they just don't know what to do with stuff. You know, you and I were talking a little bit about the show, and I hate to tell you this out there. Nobody wants your stuff. You know,
I know, it's very annoying.
You know, they, maybe certain things, but mostly today, people got enough of their own stuff. They don't want just, you know, I do support groups, and especially if there's a man in the support group coming for a while, and his wife passes away, and he calls me 2 weeks later and goes, Linda, do you like Hummels?
Yeah, oh, I see Hummels all the time. And you're right, there are a lot of things that the family don't want, but one of the first things that we say to our customers is that allow the family to come in and pick something out.
Yeah.
Have to take a look, because what one of the families may not want something, but the other one may
remember
that, and it's very, you know, very fond of that item. So we ask that the family come in and take anything out that they want, even if they're on the fence about something, because you don't want to have any regrets of giving something away that maybe you wanted to keep, because you can always get rid of it down the road. But once the family's come in and taken what they want, that's when they call us up to come in and see what we can do. And we just don't tell them what we can do. We want to find out what they want to do. It could be one item that we take out of the house that they're just looking to liquidate, or it could be the entire estate, which is in most cases what we do. So, and then what we'll do is consult with them, find out what their needs are, and it's a free consultation to give us a call, have us come out, let us find out what your goals are.
And you work with your brother, right?
Yeah, my brother and I, my twin brother and I, we started the business. Back in 2009, we opened up our own auction house, which is Kennedy Brothers Auctions and Estate Services. So we are certified estate specialists as well as appraisers. So if there's an item out there that they say, well, we don't know what it's worth and we just don't want to give it away, we can certainly appraise that item for them. And it could be a certified appraisal and take care of that. And if it's something that they want to sell, we can certainly do that too through one of our auctions.
Yeah, they don't know where to go with it.
They don't know what to do with it. And more importantly, they don't know the value. I mean, there's been
probably have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I had one call where a gentleman, his wife had passed away, and he was struggling to live by himself in a nice condo, and he called me up and just said, can you come over and just go through my stuff and find anything of value that we can sell so that I can continue to live by myself?
There you go.
And I tell you what, he had a lot of nice things, and we raised some great money for him, and he was able to stay in his house for a little bit longer than he was hoping. He was very happy.
So. I don't think I have that kind of good stuff, though.
But you know, I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, but like I said, people like to focus in on the large stuff and the furniture and think there's some value there, but there might be something in the china cabinet that's actually worth more than the china cabinet itself.
And also, you know, when you're thinking about this, and my stepmother, what she's done is there's certain things that I like, there's certain things that my sister likes or whatever. She has stickers on the back of them that says, this is Linda's or this is who's ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now she knows I always wanted that. She knows I'm going to get it. You know, that's the deal and everything. Mm-hmm. So think about doing that, or think about giving it to someone now.
Absolutely.
Now. Right. And then you get to enjoy, and you get to see the thrill on their face and enjoy it, you know, when you give it to them.
Right. I see that all the time. Or they'll put a tag on something and say, This is Linda's, and this is Jim's, and that's great because, again, you don't want to regret giving something away. It's great when we go into estates and, you know, you really get a feel for the people as you tend to go through their stuff, and you'll find a vase or some type of heirloom in the family has a note inside that actually gives the history and the year and where it came from. It is great. It's almost like a treasure hunt, and it's one of the thrills of the business that we enjoy each and every day, getting into these people's house, and we respect the fact that it is their personal stuff. But at the same time, we want to help them through this process, which can be very exhausting at times when you think about putting your parents into some type of assisted living facility or just downsizing.
So we have listeners all over the world, so some we're going to use you here in Florida, but somewhere else, what should they look out for in hiring someone?
Well,
and doing business with someone.
Yeah, so,
because it can be very touchy. People can come in and say,
absolutely,
that's not worth nothing, and it's worth a lot of money or whatever.
Yeah, and
whatever.
I hear stories about that all the time here locally.
It's very sad.
So, I mean, you want to find out, one, how long they've been in business, and hopefully they've got a reputation. And we do, we get a lot of calls from people out of town saying, hey, I'm looking to do an estate sale. Who do I call? And of course, I don't know estate sale companies that are up in Georgia or Chicago or have you, but the good thing is you can go on to like estatesales.net or estatesales.org, which is a place that we advertise. And you can find out how long these people have been in business and actually ask for some referrals as well.
I think referrals is the...
Referrals is key, absolutely. One of the things that we are actually certified estate specialists, where we got a certificate, and actually appraisers too. Find out if they're certified to be doing these things. A lot of people will say, yes, I can appraise those items for you, but are they certified to do so? Mm-hmm. Because they can come in and say, oh, it's worth $100, when in reality it's really worth $1,000.
And don't let anybody take your stuff. Like,
absolutely.
Say, I'm going to take this or whatever and I'll be back.
Right, absolutely. So you want to keep it with you, and then and you got to have some faith in it, and call up and find out you know, who's used them before, if they've got...
Yeah, check out the Better Business Bureau, check out what, because you could be dealing with a lot of money here. And once again, ask your friends. Ask your people at church. Ask your, because other people, I'm sure, have used services a certain time, and I think that's really important, because not just to go in, well, it's not the yellow pages anymore, but not just to go to Google and pick the first one that's there.
Well, the other thing is that you can actually ask the facility in which they're moving into. We work with a lot of assisted living facilities that actually do refer us out, because they know that we can come in and get these things. So you can, if your parents are moving into this facility,
you're making the whole transition easier.
Absolutely. They go, oh, we'll hire the Kennedy brothers. They've done them for us for years, and then we can come in, and we're a low-pressure company. We just kind of give them the options of what we can do for them, and they can choose to use part of the services that we provide, which is, you know, whether it's the appraisal, the single item, or the entire estate. We can have an on-site sale at the location. So if they've got any antiques or valuables, what we'll typically do is we'll go into the house, we'll grab the items that have some value that will do better at auction, and run it through the auction. And then with the remaining items, which is the general merchandise, we'll have an actual on-site sale. So there's a couple of different ways to liquidate the assets. And in some cases, we'll actually sell the house as well, because we are licensed real estate agents.
Oh.
So we can handle the contents of the house as well as the real estate as well. So it's almost like a one-stop shop. And if you've got a family coming in from Michigan or Chicago, which I've worked with in the past, they just really want to hand the ball off and say, yep,
you know, get it done.
Get it done and call me when we're done.
Yeah, it's daunting.
Yeah, it is. And when you're thinking about when mom is going to be leaving her home and maybe go into an assisted living or memory care, and you're going to be bringing some furniture with, think of that. We always want the chair that mom sits in most, of course. Mm-hmm. But many times you want the things that are a mom's view, the things that mom sees every day, because that is what she's most comfortable, used to sitting in the chair and watching the TV and seeing her wedding picture on the table next to the television.
Completely agree. Those are the things that are going to mean the most to her. So if you are making a transition, you know, you want to slowly start pulling things together. At Arden Courts, a lot of times I recommend that you start decorating that room at least a day in advance. Don't bring mom and dad or mom's stuff.
Right.
Because then it's too emotional on you, it's too much on mom. Let's work together as a team, and we'll make a good plan.
And then sometimes people say, oh, we're going to make this a whole new place. And we're going to get new furniture, and we're going to, you know, we're going to take that out of that frame and put it in a fancier frame. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Because many times, too, your loved one will just be like, oh, well, Mary's just trying to help me and everything. She was just trying to make stuff really nice, but that's not what she wants.
Right. Exactly.
That's not what she wants. So have those conversations, too. And think about that kind of stuff ahead of time. Because the most important thing is you want them to feel safe. Nobody wants to be moving someplace or going someplace for respite care or whatever it is, and they don't feel safe.
That's right.
You know, so that's the most important thing today. So there's one last thing that before we hear from our wonderful sponsors that I wanted to read to you. So I came across this in some of my papers a while ago, and it's a poem about Alzheimer's. Don't ask me to remember. Don't try to make me understand. Let me rest and know you're with me. Kiss my cheek and hold my hand. I'm confused beyond your concept. I am sad and sick and lost. All I know is that I need you to be with me at all cost. Do not lose your patience with me. Do not scold or curse or cry. I can't help the way I'm acting. Can't be different though I try. Just remember that I need you, that the best of me is gone. Please don't fail to stand beside me. Love me till my life is done. Think about that during the holidays. Think about when we're in the hustle and the bustle of everything to just take that time and sit down with your loved one. What I really want you to do is I want you to sit down with your loved one and I want you to touch them. I want you to rub their arm or their leg or their cheek. Because one of the worst things I see in some of our seniors that are even living with their own families is no one touches them. No one touches them. And everybody just wants to be touched, and not just by the doctor. So I want you to think about that during this holiday season. I want you to take some time. I want you to pull up those old photo albums, and Grandpa will tell you, that's a 52 Ford, and that's a 68 Chevy. And if he tells you that, and it happens to be a 70 Chevy, just go with it, because it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You just want Dad to be having some conversation. So, let's talk a little bit further about what's going on with the holidays and with moving and with relocating in general. What do we do with... What? I'm okay. Oh, we didn't. We have to come back to our second
yes.
sponsors. I just got drifted off there for
a
minute.
Yeah, you sure did.
I got into that. Oh, it's Christmas. Be good. Time to hear from our wonderful sponsors. Don't go away. We will be right back.
I didn't pinch you, though.
No, you should have. One.
The sponsors. Funds.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
We're off to the races. You know what happens when you hear that? It means you got to get a pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On November 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Clearwater is a Caregiver Appreciation Night. This is a free event for patients, family representatives, community leaders, and business professionals to come together as one to support and show appreciation to our caregivers. RSVP to 727-492-3233.
They wanted me to speak at that, but I can't do it that day.
No, so it's your birthday and we're going to Fox News.
Yes, we're going to Fox News, but they're having another one in January. I'll be speaking out, so we'll let people know about it.
We will. On November 26th at Countryside Mall at 10 a.m. in the Countryside... is the Countryside Walking Club and Memory Cafe. If you are living with dementia, please join Dr. Kate and the Dunedin Memory Cafe folks for a great walk, good engagement, and fun. Meet at the P.F. Chang's entrance at 10 a.m.
Yum.
If you do not want to walk, join them for lunch and purchase. You have to purchase your lunch, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At P.F. Chang's at 11:15 a.m.
And what's really cool with that is they have a lot of memory cafes. And memory cafe, you can bring your loved one with. And they just have conversation. They do some socializing.
Yep.
It's still so hard for some people to be able to do that. But some people can walk and talk.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not us.
That's
but
big.
But, you know, and they can let it out that way, where they wouldn't be the person that's going to be sitting across a table from somebody and having those kind of conversations. So it's just people trying to be very creative to help the caregivers.
And then on Wednesday, December 11th, from 6 to 8 p.m., Seasons Hospice and Palliative Care is having an open house at their new hospice inpatient center in Dunedin. Refreshment and hors d'oeuvres will be served. RSVP to Tammy Fisher at tafisher@seasons.org.
I'm so sorry I'm going to miss that. I'll be in New York, and I'm also on the board of Seasons Hospice. So a lot of people didn't know that there's two hospices in town, Seasons and Empath. I love Empath also. But just to know there's options.
Right. Then on December 4th at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with registration at 9:30 at Arden Courts in Largo, is a free dementia seminar with guest speaker Mary Jane Cronin, who will talk about how dementia affects the holidays. Please RSVP to 727-559. Oh dear, go ahead, 84.
Oh. What's the phone number?
I left 8411.
Okay, you got it. All this information will be on my website, lindaburhans.com, if you need, and you'll be able to replay the show however you want. So Donna, what's the last thing you want to tell caregivers with the impending holidays?
With the impending holidays, I just want you to know, be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Take time. We love you, and we want you to be filled with love. So just take the time. If you need to talk to me, you need to reach me, please do so. I'm a memory care advisor, and Arden Courts has been around for 25 years.
And how long have you been at Arden Courts?
Oh, long. Too long. 7 years.
7 years. That's
it's
a long,
my home.
That's one of the things I love about Arden Courts. That's why, you know, I'm very careful who I align myself with. But you go into Arden Courts, into any place I go in Arden Courts, people work there 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. That makes a difference.
And they're all fabulous.
Yes, they are fabulous.
Laura and Bernadette and Rachel.
Yeah.
Wow.
A really, really good team.
And the Dr. Gardino.
Yes, Dr. Gardino's
cool. Yeah, we love him.
Yes, it's all good. Well, we were very happy to meet him last week, was it, I think?
Yes.
So, Brett, Last word for caregivers, and where can they reach you?
Well, I would say, you know, when it comes to downsizing and moving into assisted living, is to really prepare yourself and don't wait till the last minute. I mean, if you can sit down and have the conversation with them that they could start, you know, passing some of these items on to family members that might actually want them. And if they don't, then you can always call us. And again, it's a free consultation. We'll come in, talk to them, and give them some options that can help them so it's just not thrown at them all at one time. If they'd like to get in touch with us, they can reach us at 727-821-5400, or they can go on to KennedyBrothersAuctions.com, and we'll be happy to set an appointment and come out and do a free consultation with them.
Wonderful, and all, and also all that information is on my website, too. My husband, Tom, has started to give away his beer mug collection. Because he has all sorts of beer mugs. We got Yankee mugs. We got this mug, Beck's mugs. Some mugs that were like, I remember the time when I first bought them, they were $300 a piece. So I took one home the other day.
Yeah, I love that,
that Christmas one. I really like that one.
It's a real Dalton.
Yeah. And just some nice stuff. So it's kind of nice for him to be able to give it to somebody and say, you know, everybody remembers Uncle Tommy drinking his beer. I can remember when we were married 15 years. We really didn't need anything. So what am I going to get him for an anniversary present? So I got him 15 shares of stock in Anheuser-Busch. Because I figured every time he popped one of them beer cans, it would be to our
That's
advantage.
That's right. You got rich, right?
We did well with that stock, too. It was kind of cool.
Well,
but
cool.
Yeah, it was a good thing. So during the holidays, take some time. If you have pets, if your loved one is going to visit a relative that has pets, please be cognizant of putting the pet on an area where your loved one is not going to trip. But
yeah.
Because falls are the most important thing to watch at the holidays. They may be used to their house, and their house may be more or less fall prevention. But if they come to your house, you might have those little throw rugs and those snack tables. And please don't have like a stack of newspapers, because someone can just go to lean on that, and it can slide, and they can fall down. So just please be cognizant of that. Also, when you're coming home for the holidays, the people that haven't been home for the holidays for a while, really check out mom and dad, see what's going on, talk to their neighbors or their friends from church.
That's the best thing.
Because they're going to give you the real story, because mom's not going to tell you that she fell down the stairs last week and she's got this big, huge bruise on her leg. One of my caregivers came home for a little vacation and went and spoke to one of the neighbors, and the neighbor said, "Oh my God, we were so freaking out 2 weeks ago when the ambulance came and took your mom." Because, you know, mom doesn't want to lose her independence.
Yep.
So mom's not going to tell you that. And that's okay. It's okay for mom to feel that way. But when you go home from the holidays, you want to make sure that mom is safe. You want to make sure that mom is safe. So look around the house. Or if you're just going over for dinner, you know, mom's going to have that main bathroom, that the guest bathroom is going to be all cleaned up. It probably even have some Thanksgiving stuff in there. Go look in mom's bathroom in the bedroom.
It will tell a lot of stories.
Yeah,
and just, the medicine cabinet.
Yep, and check things out. I can't tell you how many times somebody says they went in mom's bathroom and there's pills on the floor.
Yeah.
And just stuff you wouldn't even think about. So put on your goggles and check it out, what's going on there. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I know your time is really precious, and I appreciate every minute that you're with us. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's gone. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know.